Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Do I have an episode for your asses today? You guys have been asking for it, you've been demanding it, you've been wanting it, and I'm going to serve it up to you really fucking good today. I'm not going to come across in a disgusting, horrible type of way. I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to keep it calm. I'm going to tell you my vision, my view, my opinion on what's been going on here because you've been asking for it. With that being said, I want to make one thing crystal clear before I jump into today's episode. You guys have asked for my opinion, my psychic view on all this stuff here, and I'm going to give it to you. I'm not asking for your opinion or what you think about what I have to say, especially if it's in a negative fucking light. There's a lot of finger pointing going around. There's a lot of bullshit being thrown at people. And a lot of the people that are throwing shit around and pointing their finger are just as fucking ignorant as the people out there fucking shit up. Okay? When I talk about fucking shit up, I'm not talking about the riots, the looting, and all that fucking bullshit. I'm talking about the injustice and the stupidity and the ignorance around the fucking world. And the last thing I want to do is have somebody point their fucking finger in my face, because I've had it happen to me 2 times and I shut that shit down. So like I said, if you don't like what I have to say, it doesn't vibe, it doesn't resonate with you, you don't fuck with it, period. Take it somewhere else. You know the routine. Don't listen to me. But I'm not asking for your fucking opinion or what you think about what I have to say or trying to change my mind in any way, shape, or form here. Save that for somebody else. Right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't want to fucking hear about it. I'm not coming across in a rude, nasty, offensive, defensive type of way here. I just don't want to fucking hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do an episode right when this all came out, but you know, in Chris Medina fashion, my guides were like, keep your fucking mouth shut. And I'm going to explain why they said that, how they said that, and what made me think they were telling me that all in today's episode. I got some medium stuff that I want to talk about as well, because you guys have been asking about the medium side. And I don't know if you guys have put this energy out there, but there's been a lot more medium readings. Just as we are shaken up in the material world, the physical world here on Earth, the spirits, the ghosts, the entities, whatever it is that you want to call it, are just as fucking wound up as we are, if not even more, because they've been coming through a lot more with my sessions, wanting to make connection and all that stuff. And I'm going to get into all that today. But like I said, I do not want to hear any of your negative fucking bullshit. Just don't fuck with me. What's the phrase? Cancel me if you need to. But I don't want to fucking hear it because you guys have been asking for it. So I'm going to give it to you. Okay? So let's jump into today's episode. I want to go over the medium stuff really fast here. Well, not really fast, but I want to give them something to
It's a really good story. Yeah.
So there's 2 stories that I want to talk about. One is what brought a ghost in the house, if you will. Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to touch on that. So like I said, I've been doing a bunch of readings from home, obviously, because of the pandemic. We can't go out. There's been a lot of Skype readings, a lot of FaceTime readings, just a lot of phone readings in general. Short of me not going to go see them, right?
Yeah.
So I set up a session with somebody, and I do the normal thing here. Set it up. I always ask for a picture of the person that I'm reading and anybody else that they want insight on. And people are like, what do you mean by that? Well, send me a picture of like a family member, a boyfriend, a loved one, whoever, maybe someone that passed on here, and I'll read them for you. This is your session. I'm going to do whatever it is that you want me to do during your session. So people love that shit. They want to throw in their boyfriend. They want to know about so-and-so, whatever the case may be. So this person that I set up sent 1 picture in. And I don't look at the pictures until the day of the session. And I usually spend about 5 to 10 minutes with the picture, kind of getting the insight that I need here. But I noticed immediately that this was not the person that I was going to be reading, that this person had passed on. So I called the person up, gave them my spiel, and told them about the picture they sent. I said, this is not a picture of you. This is a picture of a deceased person. Is that correct? And she had said yes. And she had told me that it was her sister. So I started, I told her, I said, I'll get to the medium side and I'll get to the reading of the picture in a second, but I want to give you your reading, and touched on her. And I spent about 10 minutes giving her insight, which she really enjoyed. And then I said, okay, let's get to the picture here. And so I started tapping into it. And I've told you guys this before, that I get the medium readings 3 different ways. The first one will come through loud and clear, where they're talking to me directly, telling me what to tell the person, kind of, you know, bantering back and forth with the person that I'm reading. I know that sounds weird, but they'll do that. If I can't get them that way, the second way they'll come in is they'll just sit there and observe the reading. Almost like they're observing to make sure that I'm not going to mislead the person that I'm reading, and just kind of taking everything in. They've obviously lived on Earth. They've obviously heard of mediums, and some of them are very skeptical about mediums in that type of world, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if I can't get them that second way, the third way is always my go-to, which is send me a fucking picture. Let's cut all the shortcuts here and get to the point. I could read a picture of somebody. I could tap into their memory. I could tap into their life. I can tap into the final moments of their life, usually. And that's exactly what happened during this session. I looked at the picture and I said, okay, let me get the insight. And immediately I started getting really sick, like I wanted to throw up. This is not a sickness that I get when I'm reading a pregnant woman where I'm nauseous. This is something where I can feel my throat tightening up like I wanted to puke. Seriously, I know that sounds gross, but that's what I got here. And I had told her, I said, oh my God, I just need a second. She's like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I said, this is really fucking embarrassing. I'm so sorry to be taking up a couple minutes of your time by gagging. You're paying a pretty penny for this, and I'm over here gagging on the phone. She's like, no, it's okay, take your time or whatever. And I was like, there's just something that had happened to her before she passed. I said, she threw up and she was choking, like she was vomiting. And she was like, yes, she ended up overdosing. And when they found her, she had choked. I don't think she choked to death on her puke, but she was choking and throwing up as she was overdosing. And I was like, okay, made the connection, finished up the reading, and sent her on her way. After that session was done, I was thinking to myself, I really got to cleanse the house, especially now that I'm doing all these readings here and I'm opening it up to Skype where I'm seeing the people back and forth here. I got to make sure that I clear the energy around the house. I do that every night for myself, but I got to do it for the house. So fast forward to later on that evening, I finished all my readings. We were getting ready to unwind. We go outside to smoke a fat bowl of weed and we get stoned. We're enjoying ourselves. We're unwinding. We're decompressing, getting ready to watch a movie. We go upstairs. We kind of chill out. I come back downstairs to, I forgot what I got, maybe a snack or something. And when I came back upstairs to sit down, you had asked me, did you go outside?
Yeah.
Through the side gate?
Because I can hear the gate like opening and like the whole house vibrate when you open it, you know?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I didn't go outside. You didn't hear the fucking front door open. And you said, you're lying. And I was like, I'm telling you, why the fuck would I go outside, especially on the side of the fucking house? And you're like, I don't know. You're always out there fucking around, blah, blah, blah. So I said, oh, if it makes you feel better, let's go down and check it. Went outside. The gate was closed. We even opened the gate, walked around because that gate leads to the backyard just to make sure nobody was out there fucking around. Nobody was out there. It's like, whatever. And you said, I could have sworn I heard the gate open, blah, blah, blah. Went back upstairs, chilled out for a couple seconds. I wanted to get stoned again. You were already blitzed. You were like, no, I'm good. I went downstairs to smoke a bowl by myself, went outside, went to the end of the driveway to look up at the sky, because I always look at the stars at night to kind of decompress, unwind. And I started to light the bowl up, and I heard a whistle. And I was already stoned, so I was thinking, maybe that's the sound of the wind going through the pipe. Because sometimes it does that.
When you're inhaling it.
When you're inhaling it, yeah. Let it go, and I smoked the rest of that bowl, and I put the pipe and the lighter back in my pocket, and I started walking towards the front door. Right when I was walking up the walkway there, I heard that whistle again, and it came into my right ear, and it felt like the whatever it was walked in front of me a little bit, and then immediately walked behind me and stood behind me. And I was like, what the fuck? And I know for a fact that it was a ghost. I didn't feel like it was shady, ominous, or that it was going to do anything bad. I felt like it was a passerby and just a little mischievous. Does that make sense? So I went upstairs, sat down, told you, there's something outside. And I told you what had happened. And you were like, okay, whatever. You don't feel like it's bad. I'm like, no. I said, just feel like it's a passerby. Sat down, getting ready to watch the movie. We turned all the lights off. And right when we turned the lights off, I felt something by the doorway. And I saw a big black shadow there. I had told you, I had said, there's something here in the house. No sooner did I say that, your dad started screaming and wailing in his sleep.
Yeah.
Now, let me just kind of cover this really fast. Jay's dad served in the war, and he doesn't have PTSD. Every now and then, he'll recall a memory. And I don't even dreams, really know if it's from the war or just life experience in general, but he'll have little night terrors. And it usually lasts anywhere from 2 to 5 seconds. He screams and wails and said just gibberish in his sleep, right? This lasted for almost a goddamn minute.
It seemed like a long time.
After 10 seconds went by, I had told Jay, go downstairs and wake him up. You guys, I'm going to throw you under the bus. You were scared.
I wasn't scared.
Yes, he got you guys. He was scared as a bitch. He did not want to fucking move. I said, go down there. He waited another 5 seconds. I know what you were thinking. You were thinking, I'm going to wait 5 more seconds. And if it doesn't stop, then I'll go down there. Those 5 seconds went by. He was not stopping. We went down there. And the way that the staircase is in the house, it's 2 different levels. So you walk down one and you can't see downstairs until you go down the second flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I'm going to throw myself under the bus. It was like Scooby-Doo. I was Scooby, you were Shaggy. I was holding onto the back of his shirt while he was going down the stairs. And right before we got down the second flight of stairs, I had said, oh my God, please do not be standing up. I would die. You know, you start to think about the movies and The Exorcist and all this other shit, thinking they're going to be levitating above the bed and shit. And I was like, that's just my own fucking irrational fear. Let's go down there. We get down there and he's still wailing. He's like moving around in his sleep. And I had told Jay, I was like, do not fucking touch him because what if he hits you?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, okay. And so you were like, Dad, wake up. And he was saying, fuck you in Vietnamese to whoever he was talking to. Uh-huh. He was mad.
He was pretty upset.
He was really mad. And so we woke him up and everything was fine, but scared the living shit out of both of us.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Like, usually he's not that upset when he's sleeping at all.
It's just the fact that when I said something's here, mm-hmm. on cue, you guys, I'm not making this up at all. This is not to gas you guys or to earn points here or to be like the big psychic medium here. Right on fucking cue, when I said there's something here, right when I looked up and I saw that black shadow and I said something is here, is when his father started screaming.
I'm not going to lie. That was pretty impressed.
Yeah, that was like, ugh. So, again, I attribute that to, again, we're suffering here on Earth. There's a lot of injustice here. And I, you know, our loved ones are seeing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
It is. A lot's happening. And like you said, you know, the spirits are feeling it too, I think.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other things that happened in the house. The blinds were moved in the spare bedroom. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm not saying there's a demon in the house. I'm not trying to say this is Amityville. But I saw two red glowing things that were on the bed in that spare bedroom, like above the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to look at it. Got scared. And I also, that spare bedroom is right next to the bathroom. And you could see into that bedroom from the mirror that's in the bathroom. And I saw something walk past the window.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, whatever. Again, this happens to me almost all the time. So I don't get scared. The only time I get scared is when it affects a physical fucking person.
And then you send me down.
No, fuck that shit. Yeah. What if they possess me?
What if they possessed me?
They would leave after 2 seconds of being in your body. But yeah, so I wanted to incorporate the medium stuff. You guys, I enjoy doing medium readings, but you guys know how it is. Everyone's fucking doing it. Everyone's claiming to be a fucking medium. Oh, I can make contact with the other side. I help some person with their loved one, blah, blah, blah. That's great. That's impressive. I just want a little bit more when it comes to that. Does mm-hmm. that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind giving the reading if there's closure. That's great. That's perfect here. But you know my shtick. Let's evolve.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share that with you guys. Let's jump into some of the shit that's going on right now.
Yeah.
But before I do that, I just want to mention really fast here. I don't care what anybody says. Your neighborhood is fucking haunted. This whole block is haunted. And I really feel because it's right next to the high school, that is why.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean,
I used to think that my neighborhood was haunted when I was, like, littler.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, when you said it, like, I was like, okay, my feelings were right about it.
I always see shit walking down the street. It's almost like if you close your eyes, you ever flash to like the cartoons where they show like a busy city, and you know when somebody thinks about something, that's what I think about when I close my eyes here. It's just spirits walking down the street.
Really?
Yeah, and they're always dark spirits, and they move. It's almost like wisps of black smoke. It's nothing shady. It's just it's very active here,
mm-hmm.
and I really think again because the high school's right down the street.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we're a while away from it.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of, you know, I don't want to be morbid here, but people, you know, kids commit suicide in high school, you know, they were bullied or whatever. So sometimes, again, I'm not trying to be funny or trying to be weird here, but sometimes the soul wants the justice there. It can't believe that it's gone. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So it roams around.
Yeah. There's a lot of energy.
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that in there really fast. So let's jump into what's been going on. Let's talk about the pandemic first. What pandemic now, right?
Yeah.
You guys are going to get all kinds of different stories when it comes to this fucking COVID-19 and all this other fucking bullshit. Like I've said over and over again, I'm going to touch on this briefly, but I want to take you back to last week's episode where I said, I think this COVID-19, again, I know people have died from it. I know that it's a real fucking thing, but I also think, and again, I don't want to hear any shit, this was man-made and this was designed to take out more people than what it originally took out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with that. And I'm also going to say that they didn't realize, again, how compliant we were going to be during the pandemic. We didn't start wiling out until maybe, 2 months afterward. We were like, enough is fucking enough. And I had people that asked me, how long do you think this is going to be? And I was like, I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you guys again, I'm picking up July 23rd here. I'm not saying that's going to be over and done with by that time, but maybe a second shift or something else is going to be brought up in the news here. But this is going to be going on for the remainder of the year. I strongly fucking believe that. And I also think that there's going to be other things that are going to be coming into play other than the virus. We've already seen, again, I'm going to be real careful how I speak on this.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be, because again, there's so many sensitive people right now, so many people that are hurting for what has happened.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with the injustice. I don't agree with what happened to George Floyd. I think that's murder, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's obviously police brutality at its finest. And for those of you that say there's no such thing as police brutality, there is, because I've witnessed it myself. But I'm also not one to scream, fuck the police. Because not just like we have in every race, there's bad apples.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm being PC. I want to say more than what I'm saying here. And I'm not condoning the violence of the police. I am in no way, shape, or form condoning the behavior of the police. I want to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you have asked why I have been silent on what's been going on. And I haven't been silent. I've been telling you guys this was going to be going on since way back when. I've also said I'm not going to put myself out there and make myself a target and speak on shit that could potentially get me in trouble. That's not a cop-out. That's not because I'm a lazy psychic or I can't read the future. There's nothing I can fucking do about it at this point in time. And riling everybody up and getting everybody all shook of what could possibly happen is not what I want to do. I am not here to strike fear into anybody. If you guys think about it, last week I posted the episode, or 2 weeks ago I posted the episode. Before this Black Lives Matter stuff came up where we were blacking out things, I gave you guys the black and white in your head logo. One could say, oh, you didn't really think blah, blah, blah. That could very well may be true. If that's what you guys think, that's fine. But something told me to do that. You guys always know that I post the in your head, whether it's the fluorescent pink symbol or it's the one of me and Jay in the picture together.
Mm-hmm.
I also posted don't bite the apple when all this first started going on here. And again, you don't fuck with what I have to say, get the hell on. But I'm going to speak my piece and I'm going to do it in a very compassionate way.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings or to talk shit about any other fucking race. I simply choose not to get involved in it because at the end of the day, let's take out the race war, and this is a problem of the people. And I don't care what anybody else has to say. This is racism all the way around. You can't give with the right and take with the left. There is bad apples in every single fucking race. We don't condemn the entire fucking race because of those few fuck-ups, right?
It's true.
I have black people in my family. I have Asian people in my family. I have white people in my family. I have Latin people in my family. I have also Native American people in my family. My family is very, very diverse. And I have friends that are of different races, too. And what people don't realize, and again, yes, the cop was white. Yes, this is police brutality at its finest. But our fight is not with each other. It's with the system.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't fucking realize. Let's make one thing clear. While our people, I'm going to say our people, and I don't want to hear any of this people of color fucking bullshit. I'm going to explain it the way that I want to explain it. But our people, I'm ethnic, you're ethnic, are the ones suffering for it and dying on the streets. While the real people behind all this shit are sitting there getting rich off of it and watching us exterminate ourselves. And I don't give a fuck what anybody else has to say. That is the goddamn fucking truth. And don't even get me started on the media. Before I decided to do this episode, after we were sitting there, after the ghost thing and after all the injustice started coming into play, I was hyped as fuck. I was tight as fuck. I wanted to get on the mic and start going at what was going on here. Jay usually doesn't hold my leash. He lets me roam free. But every now and then, he will grab my leash and he will pull it back in a very Jay type of way. And I respect it because sometimes I can get so caught up in the moment. Even though, and again, I'm not bigging myself up. Even though to me it makes sense and I know that I'm right, people are not ready to hear what I have to say. And right now it was not the time for it. And I'm going to explain why. So when everything was going on, I was going to do an episode. We were set to record. I was finishing up breakfast in the kitchen. And that morning I was making potatoes. And I usually like the bottom of the potatoes crispy and the tops cut soft, you know, so that cooked all the way through, but you have that bite to them. And I turned the fire off and I put the top on the pan to let the potatoes steam. I did that and I went upstairs to go take care of some shit and I smelled something burning downstairs and I was like, what the fuck? Jay was sitting down here working while I was cooking and I was like, you don't smell anything burning? And he was like, no. I said, did you turn the fire on? And he was like, no. I'll tell you guys something. I am a cook. I am in the kitchen all the time. I never, that's a rookie fucking mistake to leave the stove on and have something burn. In all my years in the kitchen, that's never happened to me. Maybe at the very beginning when I started doing shit, especially when it came to baking. But my potatoes and my breakfast shit, you can ask Heather, you can ask Jay, you can ask anybody that's ever eaten my food. I get busy in the fucking kitchen and I know what I'm doing. The fire was on the pan, the potatoes burned. I was like, what the fuck? And Jay was like, I thought you did that for a reason. And I was like, no. I was irritated. It wasn't his fault. Kept it moving. That same fucking day, about 5 hours later, there's leftover pizza. We're putting it in the toaster oven because I hate the fucking microwave. And I was cooking the pizza, took the pizza out, brought it upstairs because we were working upstairs. Jay comes down after we're done eating to take the dishes down. And he said, you left the toaster oven on. I wanted to slap his fucking face silly because I was like, you're fucking with me. And he was like, no, he's like, you left it on. I was like, what are you talking about? I was so fucking irritated. I was like, what the fuck? And so I looked for the message. I'm going to practice what I preach. And I went with it. I was like, what the fuck? I was irritated. I was like, am I getting Alzheimer's? Like, what the fuck? I know I just turned 44. Is this where it all starts? My guide said, figure this out. I'm going to be funny. Figure this out, dumb fuck. What do both of those examples tell you? What is the common theme? Burning, hot, fire,
yeah.
Not paying attention. And I was like, so what are you telling me? And I know this sounds weird, you guys. I'm just telling you the dialogue that goes into my head. And they said, you better watch what you say when you have to say you were too fired up. You don't want to burn yourself. And I told Jay, and Jay was like, I was going to tell you something about that before you did the show, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to piss you off. And it's not that he kisses my ass or he's worried about what he has to say in front of me here, but he knows that when I get in my zone that I just want to go. So he was like, I was going to tell you that. He's like, I'm glad they told you because it takes the heat off of you.
It does. Usually, like, I'll say something and you're like, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. And then your guides will come in and repeat it, you know.
But to have it like that twice in one day with the same fucking problem,
mm-hmm.
and we weren't stoned.
We don't get stoned till later later in the day.
Mm-hmm. So again, just to kind of bring this in here really fast, I got to be really careful on what I say here again, because I'm being told to. And again, I know that sounds fucking weird here, but again, let's jump into it really fast. So when I see people shaming other people for not getting involved in what's going on here, I have a huge fucking problem with it. No one's holding your hands behind your fucking back or putting their hand over your mouth to keep you silent. Go preach what you have to preach. But some of us are sitting back and playing our position and watching everything unfold. I'm not going to get into conspiracy theories and do all that fucking bullshit. That's not where I'm going with this. But the real people that are to blame for this are sitting there getting rich and eating off of our fucking misery. That's my fucking problem with it. I've mentioned that I have different ethnicities in my family. Just because one person does something bad, you don't condemn everybody else for it. Because if that was the case, we wouldn't be talking to anybody around here. And let me make another thing fucking clear too. There's a lot of motherfuckers out there that have racial people in your fucking family. And you know I'm fucking right. Are you willing to put them fuckers out in Front Street? I didn't think so. So keep your fucking mouth shut and keep it fucking moving. No one's holding your hands behind your back and stopping you from protesting or doing what you have to do here. But again, there's a lot of us that are looking at it and being, we're going at the wrong fucking people. We're taking each other out. I'm not going to even touch the riots and the looting and all that stuff there. I'm not even going to touch it. It doesn't matter what I think when it comes to that here. I'm simply talking about our fucking people. When are we going to wake up and realize that we're being lied to? that we're being manipulated to take each other out. Let's rewind back to a previous episode where I was telling you motherfuckers they were going to take out the inner cities. They were going to start with the fucking ghettos, start growing your own food, and protect your neighborhoods. You guys want me to give you all this to you, all of it at one time to you? I cannot fucking do that. And I'm not going to do it. I don't care what you think. I will speak when I feel like it's time for me to speak. I am in no way, shape, or form shaming Black Lives Matter. And I'm not going to sit there and be pigeonholed or have my hand tied behind my back when people say all lives matter. What would you rather me say? Everybody matters? Because we all do. My belief, the way that I would have handled things, or the way that I choose to handle things, is to go straight to the fucking source. I want to wipe out all the middlemen. I want to wipe out anybody that's insignificant, that has no control or power over to make changes. I don't want to go through those people. I want to go straight to the powers that be and take it to their fucking doorstep. But I'm not going to sit here and point the finger at white people, Black people, Asians, Arabs, whatever the case may be. I'm not going to fucking do that.
Mm-hmm. Like you said earlier, it's a system.
It's the system that's fucking with us. And let's talk about the media really fast. Again, like I said, I'm going to touch on this briefly here. I want to ask you guys a question. When it comes to the media and it comes to people that we look up to, you know, celebrities, people of influence, people of power here, why is it that nothing is done beforehand? Why does everybody want to jump in and talk about go and vote, go and protest here, make yourself be heard, but nothing is done beforehand? With everybody that that's in a position of power, that has a platform to speak on, that has the juice to get to the politicians, to get to the White House, I'm really ignorant when it comes to how laws are made. I'm not going to lie. I don't know whether or not you go to a courthouse, whatever the case may be here, but I know it's not in the streets killing and beating up each other. I know that for a fact. So while all the celebrities, or again, I don't want to just attack the celebrities, I want to attack the media, people in positions of power here. Why are they telling us what to do? What are they doing on their end? Because they have the platform, they have the power to enforce change, or at least be heard. Why is it always when something bad happens and lives are taken? Where are they beforehand? Kendall, or no, Kylie Jenner, she just got dumped off of Forbes's billionaire list, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's got over $100 million. I think she's like $475 million, right? That's a lot of fucking money for one dumb bitch, right?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Get more rich.
That's my thing. Again, I'm not shaming anybody. It sounds like I am here. I just have that question. What's being done before this happens? How are we enforcing change? What are we doing on our end to make sure that our voices are being heard? And that this doesn't happen again. Police are there to protect and serve. Again, people are saying we pay their salaries. That's damn right. So what are we doing to make sure that our money is going to a good fucking place? And people could say, well, that's what's been going on the whole fucking time. Well, I beg to differ because of what's been going on. And again, this is not going to be an angry fucking episode, but I want to know what's going on behind the scenes and why is that we all have to come out when something bad happens and a life is taken. I just don't understand it.
People are complacent on what's happening until it happens right in front of them, and then they want to jump, you know?
I touched on this a long time ago. I had a dream, I'd say about a few years ago, before we moved to Oregon, and I said this on air before, where I talked about witnessing what was going on. There was a lot of burning buildings, a lot of fire, a lot of embers, a lot of people that were crying in the streets, saying, I can't believe this happened. Oh my God. And there was a lot of smoke and a lot of ash there, and people just were just disheveled and crying, and just they were in disbelief of what had happened. Again, I wasn't there in human form. I know that sounds weird. I was just there to witness. And I remember in this dream that I was crying. I was so fucking mad in this dream. I was like, what did you expect was going to fucking happen? You did nothing to prevent this. You went along like a bunch of fucking sheep. And when they brought you to the slaughterhouse, you were fucking surprised. What is wrong with you? That was my stance in that fucking dream. And this is all going on here. And what it's doing is dividing us further and further from each other. It's not bringing us together at all. You got people, I've had two people reach out to me and ask, what are you going to do about this? Not a goddamn fucking thing. What do you want me to do about it? You want me to speak up on shit just to satisfy you? get yourself a fucking Snickers bar, because that ain't fucking happening with me. I'm not going to tell you what you want to fucking hear. It's not being a fucking hard ass here, but I refuse to go along with what I know is a fucking illusion. It's fake. Yes, real people have died. George Floyd died at the hands of another fucking person. Let me ask you this here really fast. I'm going to probably get a lot of shit for this, but I'm going to say it. I saw this happen twice. The first time was I was watching that HBO autopsy thing, and there was a homeless woman. It was in broad daylight. I think it was in Central Park. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. She had thought somebody had stolen her cigarettes. And she was, they got into a physical altercation. She was bigger. She was heavier than he was. And there was about 20 people gathering around watching this fight go down. She had her forearm on his neck and was strangling him on the ground. Not one person out of those 20 fucking people, and I saw the footage, jumped in to kick that bitch in her head to get her off of him. Not one person intervened.
But they recorded, though.
But they recorded it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say they're all guilty of murder? George Floyd, there's 4 fucking cops on this man's fucking neck, right? One cop on his neck, 3 others witnessing what's going on. There's a bunch of civilians back there recording it and talking shit. You're already there. You're witnessing somebody. I'm not pointing the finger. I'm simply asking a question. Why didn't they do anything? We're not going to go against the police. You're already there. If I saw that going on here, and I'm speaking strictly for myself here, I would have done something. I would have taken the L and would have went to jail and got arrested for it. But I'm not going to sit there and watch. I don't care what he did, what his background is. And we're going to talk about Candace Owens on today's episode too. So I want to talk about that bitch for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I would have done something. I'm sorry. I would have.
I think it had to play out the way it played out. Because if it didn't play out that way, none of this protest would be happening.
That you don't know that, though, because you don't know what the people that stopped it could have done or said. And they already had everything on camera. Everything was documented and proven. What are they going to do? Get in trouble because they're seeing somebody saying they can't breathe? They're calling out for their mom and saying they're going to die?
That's
are they really
going
to go to jail for that shit? If it would have worked better in our fucking favor, if we would have jumped in. Again, I'm not condoning police brutality or violence in any way, shape, or form. I'm not doing that because I know some really good police officers. I know not all of them are corrupt. I remember being a fucking punk-ass 19-year-old kid in Simi Valley. I got pulled over by the cops, and me and my big mouth was ready to start some fucking shit up. I threw my license at him. I was like, can you hurry up? I got places to go, people to see. I don't need you to tell me what this is for. Just write the ticket. And he was like, hey! That motherfucker, he was a white cop, put me in my fucking place. He said, let me tell you something. Before you go running your fucking mouth, he didn't say fucking, but he said, before you go opening your mouth like that and being disrespectful, you don't know who I am. You didn't know whether or not I was going to give you a warning and let you go. I don't know what your experience has been with other police officers, but this is the first time you're dealing with me. Have some respect. And he said, I'm going to give you a ticket to show you your lesson. And he gave me the ticket and was not rude. He didn't take me out of the car, beat the shit out of me, put handcuffs on me or whatever. He wanted to let it be known that not everybody is bad. And I respect that. I've told you guys over and over again, I have no problem with somebody coming in and checking me and telling me that I did something wrong. I want to hear it. Because maybe, again, I'm so close to the fire that I don't see it. And he had no problem doing that. Again, I know I'm all over the place here. Again, let's make it clear here, I'm not condoning police brutality at all. I grew up with it. I've seen it happen. I've seen the injustice. I've seen my friends get beat up here. I've had cops pull us over and found a roach in the car and was threatening us. A couple of my friends that were fucking gangsters were crying because they thought they were going to get their asses beat. And I'm sitting there kind of looking like, what the fuck is going on here? I've been a part of it. I've been bullied. I've been beaten up. Let me tell you something really fast. I grew up in Simi Valley. When I first moved out here in 1980, maybe 84, 83, This was nothing. I was like a handful. I was one of the handful of Mexicans that were here. We had one other black guy that was in the school with me. Him and I got it the worst. And I got called everything under the sun. Beaner, wetback, faggot, this, fat, this, that, whatever. Even got called the N-word. And these are kids.
Yeah.
My guides jumped in and had told me, where do you think they get it from? They don't just know that. Their parents are telling them that. they're hearing this at home. So again, I'm not sitting here on the sidelines because nothing has ever happened to me and saying, oh, throwing stones from sitting on top of a throne somewhere. I've been involved in it. But fighting each other and killing our own people and going at our own people? I want to take it to the motherfuckers that started this shit up. What do you think? Am I going too overboard with this?
It's true. I think it's a system problem, and the people are, again, divided on it.
But the shaming other people, and let me tell you about you supporters out there that are of different ethnicity, you're not black, that are promoting Black Lives Matter and promoting equality, you motherfuckers better have that same fucking stance when this is all said and done. Because you coming in here during a time like this, just to capitalize off it, because we've seen those fucking influencers, and we cut out last week's episode. We were talking about reality TV stars. We were talking about some of these influencers, and we cut it out, and I had said, half of you won't even fucking be here.
Yeah.
And we took that out because it was too fucking hard. Now look what's happening. You start to see who people really are, and they're just for the fucking gram. They're just there for the picture.
Pretty much.
Let's see. I want all of you fuckers out there that are watching these people post that shit up to pay attention to who's posting it to see if they're around after the fact. And I guarantee you guys, half of the people that are supporting you will not jump in the fucking fire with your ass. They will give you every excuse under the sun as to why they can't fucking do it. I'm not saying all of them, but a good majority of them will. I'm not one of those fucking people. I will back you up. I will definitely jump in when it gets too fucking hot. But right now, I'm playing my position because we are not the fucking problem. Black people are not the problem. Latino people aren't the problem. Asian people aren't the problem. No race is the problem. It's how we're being manipulated. That's the fucking problem. And they can always count on us to go fucking wild out. You know that.
To turn on each other.
Exactly.
Mm.
Because we want something done. Let's take it to the powers that be and get that heard over there. Again, my last thing with this, and I'm done with it, the media, celebrities, all this stuff here, why is it after the fact? Why aren't some of our great leaders taking this shit to the White House and demanding to be heard and having these, if we're paying a cop's salary, we're paying the police department, whatever the case may be here, as citizens, as civilians, that means we have some power. Why aren't we flexing? This is a lot more than voting Donald Trump out of the White House. That's another thing, too. You honestly do not believe that moron has the power, and I shouldn't say moron, but I'm going to say it, any president has the power to make heavy-duty decisions like that. They're just the face of the country. What do you think about that?
I think that after everything's done, a lot of people are going to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people are going to be exposed. A lot of people's worlds are going to come crashing down because the illusion is going to break. I'm going to touch on something that I posted on Instagram. I had a story and I posted the devil card,
mm-hmm.
the tower card, Earth, the Saturn glyph, and then the star card. That's not exactly how I saw the image when I first saw this go down. This is when the pandemic came into play, right before it. I started getting worldly hits. I kept telling you guys, I'm getting a lot of worldly hits here. I'm going to keep my mouth shut on it here. And I asked about what was going on. And I'll break down astrology and all that stuff too. But when I saw the image, they gave me the image of the Earth, and it was spinning around in space like it normally does, and above it was the devil card, and there was also the tower card. The devil, to me, this is, I'm going to break it down. So there was the devil card above the Earth, and right on the side of it was the tower card, on circling around the Earth here, kind of like the rings of, is it Jupiter or Saturn?
Saturn.
There was the Saturn glyph. The astrological glyph, you'll see it in a chart if you don't know what I'm talking about. It's like the symbol for Saturn that was circling around the Earth. And then I saw hope. I didn't necessarily see the star card. I threw the star card in there because to me the outcome was going to be something new, something hopeful, something a new beginning coming into play. And so I started breaking it down. And the devil card above the Earth represents temptation. It represents manipulation. It represents our desires. It represents something underground going on, basically not good. The tower card is a little bit more fucked. The tower card, whenever you see the tower card, at least to me, I don't want to hear any of those fucking tarot readers coming at me for the symbolisms because I don't give a fuck about it. The tower card to me represents destruction. It always, whenever I see that in a session, I always tell people, you're going to be broken down to your core. It says you're going to hit rock bottom, but the rebuild is going to be a lot stronger, a lot more enforced, and a lot more structure to it. You're going to have the opportunity to do that. So it's not necessarily always bad. It's always kind of like a push or something that needs to happen to take place. There's going to be destruction all over the world here. Not the world's going to come crumbling down and we're going to burn and we're all going to die here, but it needs to be completely destructive. The illusion, the curtain needs to come down. The Saturn glyph around that, to me, is structure. That's karma. That's lessons. And with it circling the earth like that, that means to tell me that right now, again, it's just my belief system, there's a lot of lessons that are coming into play. It's a lot of karmic energy, a lot of time in between the lessons here. Kind of like the father. This is kind of making sure that the structure that we're rebuilding here is sound and secure. And then again, the hope, the ultimate outcome here is a new beginning. This has to happen. We cannot go on like this much longer.
Like a rebuild.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you ask an astrologer, they'll tell you. And there's a bunch of fucking idiots out there too. Sarah got pissed off. My go-to astrologer got pissed off when it came to what astrologer putting out there, this love and light fucking bullshit, talking about, we've had, you know, over the course of history, we've had this, and that. Shut the fuck up. We're not talking about the course of history. We're talking about right now. The next 5 years, the U.S. is going through its Pluto return. I think that's what it is here. I might be speaking out of context here, but anyways, I said Pluto's coming into play here. And what ends up happening with that is a lot of things from the bottom coming to surface, a lot of transformation, a lot of change from it. This is deep change here. This is bringing the truth out here. It's just coming into your power. And the reason why I'm saying that is because astrologically, Pluto crossed over my ascendant. And that's a huge thing when that happens here, because that's a complete transformation of the person that you once were to who you're going to become. And I'm currently going through that. And so is the world right now. It's a complete destruction of a certain way of life here and transforming into a new way of life here. So for the next 5 years, it's going to be all over the place. Are we going to be struggling and suffering this entire time? No. What you're going to see is change. You're going to see the truth coming out. You're going to see things as far as like technology. I mentioned this on last week's episode, new, brand new inventions coming into play. And one can say, well, of course, look how much we've grown over the last 5 years. Well, yeah. Let's think about that. This is going to happen a lot faster. I feel like what they're doing here is nobody likes change. I fucking hate it. I'm a Taurus. You have to fucking drag me kicking and screaming in order to get me to change something here. And a good majority of us do not want to rock the boat. So what happens? We're going to be forced and ushered into a new change here. And at the end of the day, it's going to be exactly what we need. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because again, if the U.S. or whoever the powers may be came down and said, we're going to start doing this, how much of a fucking blowback are we going to have from people? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everyone's going to be bitching at each other. No, I don't think we should do this. No, I think we should do that. No, I think it's a great idea. Blah, blah. We can't do it together as a society, as people. Forget the fucking racial injustice. We can't seem to cooperate or work together no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the bottom fucking line. And the powers that be fucking know that. So they throw this injustice in here at our fucking expense. We're the ones cleaning up after it. And let me talk about just one thing on the riots and the looting and shit here. I'm not going to fucking, I am not going to talk shit about it. Because, again, people are pissed. But we're stuck. Us looting it, us rioting it, all we're doing is harm to ourselves.
Yeah.
They're not going to fix that. We still got shit from the Rodney King riots that hasn't been fixed yet.
Again, like you said earlier, they can count us to turn on each other.
I'm going to say one other thing too really fast. The inner cities, I'm talking about, I don't want to say the ghettos because I have family members that live in the ghetto and we would never call it the ghetto here, but let's call it a spade is a spade, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys be careful out there. Watch your fucking asses. Watch your back here, especially the neighborhoods that are close to the freeways that are pretty centralized here. Be careful with that. There's going to be a lot of changes here. There's going to be a lot more development. And there's also going to be, I'm going to be real hesitant on speaking on this. I'm not going to say which countries. You guys do the homework here, but watch out for that. Because what's going on behind the scenes, promises were being made to these certain countries that are not going to come into fruition. And guess who's going to be stuck paying the tab for that? Us. So I want to throw that out there. What do you think about what I've said? Did I go too far with this? Or you think people are going to say, that's all you gave us? Like, I thought you were going to go a lot harder than that.
Yeah. You know, like, you make really great sound clips, you know, and that's what could possibly get you in trouble, you know, because it can be taken out of context. So you should be careful what you say, you mm-hmm. know?
when it comes to being taken out of context, my thing with that is, come and ask me. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, come and ask me. Don't fucking assume.
It's easier to assume.
Then that's your fucking problem.
And you've
know what they say when you assume shit. You
What's
make
that?
An ass out of yourself. No. Unless you've heard me say it directly or you've heard it come out of my fucking mouth, don't assume. Come and ask me. I'm going to jump into something else really fast here. We're talking about shaming. I had a couple people reach out. No harm by this.
Mm-hmm.
No harm. Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit of manipulation in there. There was a Page Six article that was released.
Last week?
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I had done a reading for the writer, the journalist, Chelsea Hirsch.
Mm-hmm.
I had given her a reading. And in return, she was going to write about me. And we talked about Vanderpump and Stassi and all the people that I read on there. And you have to understand something. As much as I've been in the public eye lately and for all the celebrities that I read and the people that I'm intertwined with here, you have to understand something. Their reading is just what it is. It's a reading. And I'm not going to talk about what I told that person in a session unless it's being exposed on a show where they're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Privacy and respect for my clients, I don't give a fuck if it's a celebrity or not. They're still people. Their privacy is something that I will keep with me.
Exactly. That's what you do.
Exactly. So when she was asking you, can you tell us about this here? How do you tell somebody, oh, I'm not going to tell you what I told them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them tell you.
Yeah.
What's that? How's that going to look for me? I go and give Sonia Morgan a reading, Stassi Schroeder a reading.
And you're revealing all their fucking personal shit.
They're going to look at me. They're going to be like, you're doing this for the fucking clout.
Mm-hmm.
You want something. You want the recognition for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to share your reading as a celebrity with the public, you're more than welcome to.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to make it clear here. When it comes to the people that I read, I said this on last week's episode, I am not friends with these celebrities. A lot of you want me to be in the mix. You want me to start hanging out with them. A lot of dicks got hard when they saw me with Sonia Morgan. That was a polite encounter. She's a wonderful woman. No disrespect to her, but I'm not trying to make her my fucking friend. Stassi Schroeder. She's getting a lot of heat right now. She just got dropped by her public relations firm for some shit that she said a couple years ago in regards to another cast member that happened to be black.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she got it fucked up and she overspoke. Like clockwork, people hit me up. You do realize that your friend got in trouble for saying something about black people. What are you going to do about it? Not a fucking thing. Did that come out of my mouth? No.
But she's your friend, though.
When was the last time you saw me flick up with that chick? When was the last time you saw me in a car with her, eating dinner with her, hanging out at her fucking house? The last episode, I said, I think she's fabulous. The only reason why I say she's fabulous here is because I love anybody. And this is being funny. So fucking take it somewhere else if you get offended by it. The fact that she had the audacity to slap the shit out of somebody for running their fucking mouth, I was like, you know what I'm saying?
You can appreciate
it. I can appreciate a good slap across the fucking face. I don't give a fuck what her belief system is, because at the end of the day, I have nothing to do with her. She showed me the utmost respect, as she should have, when I went to her show, and we kept it fucking moving. If you noticed, we didn't talk about one personal thing other than her relationship. We kept it moving. But I have people reaching out. This is your friend. Blah, blah, blah. What are you going to do about it? Again, I'm not going to do anything about it. She is not my friend. She's an acquaintance. She's a client. She's a celebrity. She's in the public eye. That's her fucking business. Let that bitch handle it. The rest of the cast members, again, they've been accused of other shit too. I don't know them from a fucking hole in the wall as a person. When people are going to say, well, you read them.
And that's exactly that.
You don't think I read racist people? Or people that are fucking stupid on a daily? Let me throw something else in there, too. If you think that racism only exists on the earth for the living, you are sadly mistaken. Somebody reached out and was bringing up this, you know, this bullshit that was going on here. And I said, you know what? It's been my experience here. I'm just going to keep my fucking mouth shut and not say anything about it and wait how this plays out here, because everyone's going to see what happens. But ghosts, I know you guys are going to think this is funny. I've been called a faggot by a ghost. I got called a wetback by a ghost. I gave a reading to a woman in Oregon who came to my home, So when we first started out, remember? Mm-hmm. And I would have the readings at home like a fucking dumbass. And she wanted insight on something that happened with the family or whatever. And her father came through. And I didn't know whether or not, again, I was being possessed or what the fuck was going on here. But this person was like, I don't fucking believe that she's here talking to you. I would never talk to a faggot, let alone a wetback and this, this, and that. I'm being straight up with you guys. This is what was said here. I'm sorry if it sounds offensive here. This was being called to me. And this is coming from someone that's not even alive. And I had asked this woman, I said, was your father racist before he died? And she said, yes. I said, that motherfucker is here right now, and I'm going to tell you what he's saying here, and then I'm going to shut him the fuck up. He's telling me to tell you to mind your own fucking business, and he told you to stop looking for shit. Are we done with this? And she was like, is that what he said? I said, yes. I said, and he said that he told you this before, and you keep asking people for this insight. So he never comes through.
Loud and clear right now.
He came through loud and clear right now. So it's not just the living that's having a fucking issue too, it's the dead. It's crazy. So again, when you hear all this ascension, all this love and light bullshit, together we rise, all this other fucking bullshit here, shut the fuck up. I know what you mean. I know that you're trying to do it for the greater good here, but not every, you do realize here that you guys are clouding your mind up with so much positivity here that you're deluding yourself on what's really going on here and not seeing things for what they are. I'm sorry that my eyes are more wide open than yours are. But that's me and that's you. Do not bring that shit over here. And it's not my responsibility as a spiritual leader to say anything about anything. Because I've told you before, I am not your fucking guru or your leader. My beliefs are just what they are. And a lot of you guys would not fuck with them because it's too harsh. What do you think?
I think it's true. And,
I'm sorry. But I'm just tired of that fucking bullshit. As a spiritual person, you have a responsibility. No, I don't. No, I do not. I'm here to help people evolve their souls as an individual, getting to the core of the fucking problem. You go spread your love and light. You go send those good vibes. Let me do what I need to do and stay the fuck out of my fucking house. Simple, right?
Yeah.
Don't look to me as being, again, I'm Mexican, I'm Native American, I am ethnic. I own both of those. I made it clear before, I do not speak Spanish. Hardly anybody in my family speaks Spanish. We were not raised that way. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I am Mexican and Native American. I fuck with that shit big time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also not going to fight somebody else's fight or war, especially when I know what's going on here.
It's true. I mean, people need to get out of this collective
mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And talk about giving with the right and taking with the left. Let me ask you this. How does this work? If we're trying to erase racism,
mm-hmm.
me being Mexican, me being ethnic, why should I shit on a white person or a black person or an Asian person because they're not part of my fucking race? Isn't that me being racist too?
Yeah.
How does that work? If we're trying to evolve and we rise by lifting others, why are we condemning? It's kind of like the Christian mentality. I hope I don't offend people here, or the Bible mentality here. Death to all gays and all this other shit here. Mm-hmm. God doesn't like this here. Did God come and tell you that shit? Did he come to you and tell you that specifically to you? No, he didn't. So shut the fuck up.
That would make God a racist.
Remember, God don't like ugly, but you're sure as hell spewing that shit out of your fucking mouth. And I'm not here for that shit. Like I said, I've got all different ethnicities. My whole family is a fucking rainbow, and I'm not just saying that. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell. And I've got black friends. I've got white friends. You're Asian. I got Asian. I live in an Asian fucking household.
How's
are
that
you
feel?
Fucking nuts? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
There's no fucking way that I'm going to turn my back on everybody because of one bad fucking apple. I'm going to go after the motherfucker that started it and take the problem there. But I'm not going to condemn everybody else here. That's what's fucked up about you people is that you guys are racist all the way around. And you don't even fucking realize it. We got to take away the power from the whites. Let me tell you motherfucker something. If a white woman or a white man, I'm talking to these spiritual people out here that are trying to get on television, that are trying to do this here. I bet you anything your fucking ass would take that opportunity if they gave you an opportunity. If a white man or a black man gave you an opportunity, to go above and beyond for some extra money, you would bite that fucking apple. And don't you fucking tell me any different. So before you start pointing the finger at other fucking people, take a real good look at who the fuck you are. Because you're spreading that shit without even fucking... Maybe you do realize it. But I'm not fucking here for it. I'm not going to fucking condemn an entire fucking race for one person's fuck up. That's just not who the fuck I am. And I am not a fucking follower. I respect what the fuck you're doing. The protests and standing up for yourself. But be careful. What a great way to drop another fucking virus. And look who it's going to affect. Look who it's going to affect.
Everybody on the streets.
I'm not against what you're doing here. But I'd rather see you take it. Again, it doesn't matter what I want. Let me just rephrase this. It's my fucking opinion. I'd rather see you take it to the fucking real problem. The people that are really causing the fucking bullshit up. That's where I want to see you guys take it. I respect what you do here. But again, you're giving them all the ammunition that they need here to do something worse to us. I don't know. Maybe I'm going overboard with it. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn here, out of pocket. But I'm just tired of seeing. I'm tired of seeing our people. And I'm going to say, as an ethnic person, I'm going to include every race here. I don't give a fuck here. Dying over somebody else's fucking bullshit. And I've seen this happen. The only reason, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say this one last thing here. The reason why I know this, what's going on here, is because I would have done the same fucking thing. I've told you guys over and over again, before I started mastering my ability and letting go of some of the shit that I grew up with, the bullying, the race, the racial shit, my parents, all that shit, the families, of all that bullshit here, I was a huge fucking liar and a manipulative piece of shit. And I would always, I would never use it against innocent people, unless it was somebody that I was fucking or dating. That's when I would use it or whatever. But I would use it against the people that, to me, in my eyes, deserved it. Like there was, you know, little cliques at work that want to start shit up there. Mm-hmm. I would always drop a dime and I would always watch them come unraveled while my hands are fucking clean. I know, I knew what to do. This is exactly what's going on now. What do you think?
I think it's true. I mean, like, as a huge comic book nerd and whatever, the villains would do something like this.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, this is something a bad guy would do, is divide and conquer and pit people against each other.
Let's kind of tone this down here. Again, like I said, I've got way more to say about it. I just want to touch on it briefly here and let you guys know where I stand when it comes to it here. I'm not turning my back on anybody. I'm also not pointing the finger at anybody, even though I did that a little bit here. But I'm talking about waking you guys up that are taking this too fucking far here. We need to take it to the people that deserve it.
The system.
Exactly. So with that being said here, my readings lately have been off the fucking charts here. And I've gotten more men this time around here. I've said this over and over again, a lot of you guys are waking up. A lot of you guys are coming into your own. A lot of you guys are waking up intuitively and getting these hits. And the one common thread here, again, it's always a theme here. I want to make this absolutely transparent to you out there. I want to give you guys something to think about here. Start going within. A lot of you creative mindsets here, I'm talking about the writers, the artists, the actors, the singers, the intuitives, the sensitives, the healers, all these people are waking up here and they're all telling me the same fucking thing. I feel blocked. I'm not getting the ideas that I used to get here, or I'm not getting the hits that I used to get here, or I just feel out of it here. What is that telling you? You've exhausted your resources when it comes to the outside. Your ideas are not, this is all material issues here. It's all telling you to go within. And I know that sounds hokey as fuck here, but take the time to see where the fuck you're at. See where you need to evolve. Maybe your guides are telling you, it's time to go down a different route here. They're not going to take away your creativity or your drive or your ambition here, but maybe you've reached the glass ceiling where you're fucking at and they're telling you it's time to go bigger and better. But you guys refuse because you guys are always on the go. You guys are always determined, very ambitious to get things done here, to achieve and achieve and achieve here. Where the fuck are you going so fast? Take some downtime to go within and figure out what you need to revamp. Or maybe, again, you're blocking yourself there from getting really good ideas that you need. Maybe you need to evolve yourself. Take some time to go within. Figure out what's going on here. Maybe you need to change the way that you're, what you're speaking about or what you're singing about. Take that downtime to figure it out. If you have questions, hit me up. I'm being dead serious. Hit me up. Again, I'm not always going to charge. I'm not going to give you a full-blown reading over Messenger or over, you know, email or whatever. But if it's a simple fucking question, don't be afraid to reach out. one other thing really fast too. You guys, I know I offer follow-up visits after every reading, especially for you guys out there. And I know this is horrible for business, but I've got to put this out there here because I'm not here to take advantage of people. A lot of you guys, this is not coming from ego, and this is not because I want to be your token psychic in any way, shape, or form here, but a lot of you fuckers do not need psychic readings. You guys have to do the work on yourselves. Nothing is going to come into fruition until you do the work on yourselves. So what good is it to pay somebody $150 or $300 for a reading to tell you shit that you already fucking know? Get up and do something about it. Change what's going on here. Make the changes that you need to make in order for the good shit to come in. And again, if somebody out there is telling you, I'm not trying to be the token psychic here, that you've got, here we go, lifetimes of karmic trauma, lifetimes of pain that's holding you down, all this karmic energy. Who gives a fuck about that? Let's worry about what's going on in this lifetime now and how you can overcome it. But you're not cursed. You're not. And anybody that tells you that, send them my fucking way. I'd love to hear what they have to say. Just curious. Like I said, I know it's bad for business, but I'm not here to take advantage of you. And just to kind of tie up the follow-up stuff here, I've been inundated with nothing but follow-ups lately here, and I'm trying to do my absolute best to get to back to each and every one of you, but as soon as the follow-ups come in, so do the requests for readings here. And if it's a follow-up visit, I've already read you before. It's not to take away your shine here, but I gotta get to the ones that I haven't gotten to yet, and I've got a huge fucking backlog. I appreciate everyone being patient when it comes to setting up a reading and all that stuff here. Again, I'm not saying this to be hokey here, but it all happens in time, and it all happens for a reason. But the follow-ups, please do not lose hope in it. I will get back to you, and if it's something that you need to know right away or something that's going to be kind of general or basic, again, I am not someone that's going to turn you on and say, stop bothering me, but feel free to hit me up. And if I don't get to you, you know, it's because I'm busy. It's never that I'm ignoring you or I just don't want to get back to you. One girl tried to blast me saying that, oh, you know, he didn't even give me my follow-up, whatever. What? There's nothing in that follow-up that's going to tell you anything different than what I told you in your reading. This is about relationship issues. When am I going to get in a relationship? When you stop being fucking codependent and stupid. That's when it's gonna fucking happen. I can't snap my fucking fingers and make your dumb ass get into a fucking relationship. That's not how it fucking works. Go do the work. Quit standing by idle and waiting for someone to come be your fucking hero and save you out of your miserable life. Go do it.
And I'm gonna throw this in there. Your follow-up readings, they are from the kindness of your heart. You're not doing it. You're not charging them for this.
No.
Exactly. So I'm just saying that you're doing the follow-ups from the kindness of your heart.
Why would you charge somebody? Again, I know you guys, I'm done with this, but why would you charge somebody for the same shit over and over again?
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I have to throw this in there. A lot of you guys are really doing the work out there. I had a handful of readings, more than a handful of readings the last couple of weeks where people, these were follow-ups here. And as soon as they got on the phone, I said, shut up. Don't tell me anything. And I was like, I don't know what's going on with you, but I know that sounds hokey, but I can pick up your energy from this side of the phone. Your guides are telling me, and every one of those people, I'd said, usually I tell people, make sure that you pay attention to what's going on the side of you here. Like, I always imagine somebody driving down the road here and being in kind of going down their path here. And I always tell people, make sure that you're looking on the side of you to acknowledge what you're seeing as you're going along the way. Kind of keep your attention, you know, kind of pay attention to everything around you. These readings have been more along the lines of, no, don't tell them to look to the right or left here. They need to be solely focused on what's going on in front of them here. Because if they're distracted, they're going to lose it. So I tell them, keep focused on this here. And a lot of these people were crying on the phone. They were like, oh my God, I was hoping that you were going to say this here. I was really hoping that you could pick it up here. I said, girl, I can feel this shit through the phone. Also, the picture that you sent in too, and I'll do a comparison from the picture they sent in the last time versus the one they sent me this time. Look at the way the energy has changed here. Again, I'm not an aura reader, but I'm telling you right now, you can tell somebody that's dim versus someone that's brightening up here. And a good majority of you fuckers out there are brightening the fuck up here. You guys are really doing the work here. There's something that has clicked over the last couple of months to where you guys are realizing no more false hope, no more false idols, no more illusions and parlor tricks or this love and light shit here. I have to really be doing the work here. And a lot of you guys are really, really doing it. I'm so fucking proud and so happy for you guys that you guys are out there doing. You guys are overcoming a lot of shit that's been holding you back here. I'm telling you, these people here, you guys, I don't want to give away too much of their readings here, but these are people that are very nervous or that had issues presenting themselves and stepping out of their comfort zone. They're fucking waking up. They're even dating now. which is, again, they were like, is this ever going to happen? Am I going to be alone for the rest of my life? And I'm trying not to get emotional on the show here, but fucking A, there's nothing like seeing somebody really, really be happy because of something they've done. They always want to give me the credit and say, this wouldn't have happened without you. I wasn't the one sitting there making you think. I wasn't the one making you get up every morning to go accomplish. That's all you. Don't you ever take that fucking credit away from yourself. That's what I tell them. I said, I appreciate that you want to thank me. Thank your fucking guides for putting you in my path. But make no mistake, this is all you. So all you guys out there that are struggling or wondering whether or not this is going to pay off, fucking keep hustling. Keep doing what you're doing. Go harder. Go faster. Go bigger. Go better. If you're being blocked, even some of you intuitives out there, I had somebody reach out a year ago telling me, and I've been getting this more recently too, where they're intuitives or they're psychics supposedly or whatever the case may be, healers. And they're telling me, I'm being blocked or I'm not getting the messages that I normally get here. Does that ever happen to you? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to tell you the same thing too. You're over there lifting others, rising with them here, getting yourself involved in their fucking lives. Sure, you do realize, you idiot, that you have your own fucking life, your own path, your own problems, your own ascending, your own lessons that you need to go through here. They're telling you, enough with meddling in other people's lives here and focus on your own fucking life. Simple. But you want some fucking big ass explanation. Oh, my ancestors came through and they, you know, they're blocking me because of blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear that fucking bullshit. You're being blocked here because you need to focus on yourself. I'm done.
How's it feel to get all that stuff off your chest?
It feels like I just came.
Ugh.
I know. Horrible. And another thing out there, Mike, you're fucking making me look really bad.
Didn't Sarah say Mike's coming at the end of the year? Hopefully.
She said November.
Yeah.
I'm going to give her some shit too. Yeah. Mike.
Hurry up and get here.
I know. I'm looking for some good dick. I'm looking, you know.
I can't wait to pass you off to Mike.
I'm looking to have something else inside my mouth other than my tongue right now. So, Mike, hurry up and get the fuck out there. All my people out there that fuck with me and ride with me, bring Mike. Bring Mike with you. Throw him in the fucking mix. If you know a Mike that's on my level here, introduce me to him because I don't think he's getting my messages.
Wow. You know your fans are going to bring you a couple of mics in the next...
Stop saying fans. I hate that.
My people. Your listeners.
My people.
You know your listeners are going to bring you and send you so many emails about Mike.
Let's do it. I'm good on today's episode. I know it was all over the place. We're over an hour into it here, but I wanted to really, really give you my thought process here and what I was thinking. And... again, I'm not going to go down the conspiracy route. I bashed a lot of people for opening their big fucking mouths on the conspiracy theories on last episode. And it is what it is.
And it's exactly that.
Again, let's take the fight to the people that are starting it. And let's stop fucking with our own people. Let's stop having our mothers make funeral arrangements for us. They're supposed to go before us, not the other way around. And I'm going to do, as much as I hate the collective in doing the worldly type of things here or the community type of thing here, watch out for those that can't watch for themselves. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Those that are a little bit weaker or a little bit slow to warm here, maybe it's not your place to help them out, but if they're looking for guidance or insight or they're a little bit ignorant as to what's going on, don't be afraid to spread some knowledge here. But at the end of the day, are we really doing ourselves any favors by pointing the fingers at everybody else and being racial on all four corners? Don't follow the crowd. Don't follow just because everybody else is doing it. And I had a couple of people reach out to me. Annabelle DeSisto reached out and she was like, oh my God, her and Jacqueline Marfuji text messaged me. And she was like, is there any hope? Is there anything to look forward to? How long is this going to last? And I was like, it's going to last for the remainder of the year. And Annabelle had brought up, remember when you were on my show and you said that 2020 was going to be a lot of burning and a lot of shit all over the place? She goes, boy, you were not lying. I don't remember saying that. I remember saying something along the lines of it the next couple of years being that way, but she called me out on it and she was like,
really?
Fuck. Yeah. And, you know, you've got other people being called out for not doing enough here. If you have that much time to call somebody else out for not doing something, maybe you should do a little bit more. That's worry true. About your goddamn self. Stop blasting other fucking people. And at the end of the day, are your hands any cleaner than the cops that fucking killed George Floyd? Are you making any more of a difference or anything better by condemning another fucking race here? That sounds pretty racial to me. And again, a lot of you motherfuckers have racist people in your family. I know a couple of you out there that have it in there. Are you willing to put them out on Front Street? I didn't fucking think so. So before you start throwing them stones, be careful you don't hit your own fucking window and have your shit come tumbling down.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say on this episode today. For those of you wanting insight, wanting to know more about yourself, wanting to see how you can further develop your ability or what you need to be doing, what's in your path, what's blocking you, hit me up for a session. Go to chrismedina.guide, sign up for at least a half an hour session. People don't believe when I say, even till this day, that it usually goes into 30 to 45 minutes, still at that flat fucking rate. Again, let me worry about the clock. Sign up for that half hour session. If you feel like you need more time, we can take it from there. For those of you wanting to know what I'm about, wanting to know who's giving me my next haircut, wanting to know who I'm standing up for, what my beliefs are, or just what I look like or my vibe, look at all my social media shit. At Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Take a look and see if I'm who you want to fuck with or who you want to hear shit from. Those of you that want a little bit more oomph or want to know a little bit more about me personally, want to know a little bit more about my psychic thoughts on what's going on here, I'll be more than willing to share some of it with some of you guys, or you guys want to add show notes or want me to discuss certain things. I've been wanting to do the pregnancy topic for the last couple of episodes here, and I promise to get to that. But anybody that has show ideas or just wants to say hi, fucking email us. askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Drop us a fucking dime. Say hi. I'm always looking for that shit, especially now, again, when we're stuck in the fucking house. I know things are opening up, but I'm going to wait it out for another fucking month. I'm going to let the first batch of people get sick, and then I'll jump out there. But yeah, so this is Chris Medina with my boy Jay with In Your Head Podcast saying we are out.
Bye.